Welcome to Falun Gong News Direct from China and around the world from the Minghui website. This week's top stories include Well-wishers the world over send New Year's greetings to honor Master Li Hongzhi. Midwestern USA, Chinese consulate interferes with Shenyun performing arts. Falun Gong well-received at Health Expo in Denmark. A welcome opportunity, Chinese tourists renounce CCP membership in Paris. Why the new wave of interference for China's internet users? And man recounts 12 years of torture for broadcasting TV program exposing persecution of Falun Gong. Now for the stories.
Well-wishers the world over send New Year's greetings to honor Master Li Hongzhi. Each year at Chinese New Year, the Minghui website receives thousands upon thousands of New Year's greetings to the founder of Falun Dafa, Falun Gong. Through beautiful artwork, poetry, and prose, Dafa practitioners as well as family members, friends, and colleagues of practitioners express tremendous gratitude to Master Li Hongzhi for providing such a wonderful cultivation practice. The cards come from every corner of the world, attesting to how widely Falun Gong is practiced and supported the world over. The greetings come from practitioners, both new and veteran, as well as from non-practitioners who have learned the truth about the greatness of Falun Dafa and about the horrors of the persecution in China. The greetings and cards express heartfelt gratitude for the numerous positive benefits Falun Dafa has brought to the lives of practitioners and those around them. The large number of greetings and expressions of gratitude from around the world bear witness not only to the majesty of Falun Dafa, but also to the tremendously high esteem in which Master Li Hongzhi is held. Of particular note are the numerous greetings sent in from mainland China. Falun Gong and founder Master Li Hongzhi are widely respected and honored by tens of millions of practitioners in China, despite the relentless and brutal persecution that Falun Gong continues to face at the hands of the Chinese Communist Party regime. The thousands of greetings from China are delivered to the Minghui website despite the so-called Great Firewall of China, a massive internet censorship mechanism specifically tuned to stop any Falun Gong-related internet traffic from entering or leaving the country. Wishing a happy Chinese New Year to Master Li and to all of our readers around the world.
Midwestern USA, Chinese consulate interferes with Shenyun Performing Arts. The Chinese consulate in Chicago attempted to interfere with Shenyun Performing Arts recently by requesting the theater cancel the contract for a scheduled performance. The consulate is also suspected to be behind a home burglary and vandalism of a truck carrying a Shenyun billboard ad. Mr. Sen Yang, chairman of Mid-U.S. Falun Dafa Association, condemned the interference. Shenyun Performing Arts is headquartered in New York. It tours 100 cities in 20 countries every year. Its mission is to revive Chinese traditional culture. China's 5,000 years of history and culture has been systematically ravaged by Chinese Communist Party, CCP, over its 60 years in power, and it continues to this day with its attempts to interfere with Shenyun. Since Shenyun was established in 2006, the CCP has attempted to attack it through various means. Shenyun programs not only highlight traditional Chinese culture, but also show the party's persecution of Falun Gong in China. Chinese consulate in Chicago asks a theater to cancel contract with Shenyun. A diplomat from the Chinese consulate in Chicago went to Peabody Opera House in St. Louis, Missouri on January 30, 2015, and asked the theater manager to cancel its contract with Shenyun Performing Arts. The diplomat threatened the theater manager that the relationship between China and the U.S. would be affected if the contract were not canceled. Ms. Su, a person in charge of the hosting organization for the Shenyun performance in St. Louis, said that the interference is similar to that experienced in many other areas. She learned from the theater that the diplomat defamed Falun Gong. The theater refused the diplomat's request and Shenyun will go on to perform as planned from February 20th to 22nd. Shenyun Performing Arts has performed in the theater since 2012. Ms. Su said, "The CCP does not like people to learn about Chinese traditional culture or the values that Shenyun promotes." Home burglary in Wisconsin. A home burglary occurred to Ms. Lu-Chi Guan, chairman of Wisconsin Falun Dafa Association, on February 3rd. The burglar did not take any of the readily available valuables except a laptop computer and passport. The Wisconsin Falun Dafa Association hosted Shenyun shows in Milwaukee and Appleton, Wisconsin. The laptop was bought in 2010 and contained records of her personal communications with her family in China, as well as details about Shenyun promotions in the area. Ms. Guan believes that the information is now in the hands of CCP agents. Truck displaying Shenyun billboard vandalized. Shenyun Performing Arts will have a show at the Cadillac Palace Theater in Chicago on March 6th. A truck displaying a Shenyun billboard was vandalized on February 19th. The hosting organization suspects it was done at the behest of the Chinese consulate in Chicago. Mr. Qing Yong was in charge of the truck. He said, "I found that the floorboard on the driver's side had been pushed open on February 19th. I looked carefully and noticed that the brake and accelerator pedals were covered with corrosive fluid. I checked around and found a 1-inch long cut in the throttle cable on the bottom of the truck. The corrosive liquid was damaging the exposed cable." Such vandalism is insidious, as it does not cause accident right away, but will lead to a loss of control on the road due to brake and accelerator failure. The cable cut occurred once before also. I did not realize it was intentionally damaged. We had the throttle cable changed. With the new cable also cut, it must be vandalism. Whoever did it was trying to cause a serious accident. Mid-U.S. Falun Dafa Association condemns the interference. Mr. Sen Yang, chairman of the Mid-U.S. Falun Dafa Association, condemned the Chinese consulate in Chicago for its interference in several cities. He said, "The CCP is afraid of Shenyun's success. It fears the revival of Chinese traditional culture and exposure of the CCP's persecution of Falun Gong." Two high-level officials who actively participated in the persecution, Bo Shalai and Zhu Yongkang, are now in prison. I advise the officials in the Chinese consulate in Chicago not to follow the party's policy of persecution. The perpetrators will be brought to justice. Falun Gong well received at Health Expo in Denmark. Nearly 100 exhibitors joined the Health Fair 2015, Helsemessen 2015, at the Odense Congress Center in Odense, Denmark, on February 14th and 15th. This was the 14th time that Falun Gong practitioners attended this event, with the focus being on the future of health and lifestyles. Word of mouth brings visitors. Practitioners met with more referrals this year. A visitor learned about the practice and said, "Your booth was highly recommended." Upon hearing about the persecution of Falun Gong, he signed their petition to condemn the atrocities. Fellow exhibitors also showed interest. A person working at another booth made 3 visits to the Falun Gong booth. He took a petition form first. He then returned with a signed form. He visited the booth a 3rd time before the end of the event for discussions with practitioners, and he purchased 2 books, Juan Falun and Falun Gong. "May I give you a hug?" "May I give you a hug?" a Danish lady said to a practitioner. "I want to help share your plight." She signed the petition to support practitioners after learning that a peaceful practice based on truthfulness, compassion, forbearance has been persecuted for over 15 years. She was appalled to learn that the Chinese communist regime kills Falun Gong practitioners of conscience for profit by selling their organs for transplant. A young couple asked about the effects of Falun Gong meditation. Practitioners responded, "We adhere to the principles of truthfulness, compassion, forbearance, and strive to be good people. When we better ourselves, we have a positive impact on our families, work environment, and society. Isn't that great?" They agreed and signed the petition to call for an end to the persecution. Many showed interest in learning the exercises. Among them, some were local and others were from cities such as Aarhus and Andens from central Denmark and Silkeborg from western Denmark.
A welcome opportunity. Chinese tourists renounce CCP membership in Paris. I just helped 28 Chinese tourists quit the Chinese Communist Party, CCP, in the past half hour, said Ms. Chow, standing outside the Galeries Lafayette department store in Paris. Ms. Xiao is a volunteer for the Global Service Center for Quitting the Party, an organization that exposes the truth about the CCP and helps people renounce their party membership. The Eiffel Tower and the Galeries Lafayette, 2 major destinations for Chinese tourists in Paris, have gained a new importance for visitors from China. Through the efforts of volunteers from the Global Service Center for Quitting the Party, these popular landmarks have become sites where Chinese people have the opportunity to learn the real history of the CCP and the facts of the persecution of Falun Gong, both of which are covered up by communist propaganda in China. Last year, hundreds of thousands of Chinese tourists viewed the display boards exposing the crimes of the CCP, and with the help of Falun Gong practitioners who volunteer their time at the service center, about 30,000 renounced their membership in the Chinese Communist Party and its affiliated organizations. We are seeing more Chinese people here this year than we did at the same time last year, a practitioner volunteer noted. Many of them have already heard about the persecution and are sick of the Communist Party. Our service offers them a chance to disassociate themselves from it. After reading our flyers, some Chinese people learned how to break through the internet censorship in China. I ran into a tourist the other day who told me that he logged onto the website for the Service Center for Quitting the Party the day after he got our flyer and published his withdrawal right away. He even helped his family and friends publish their withdrawals. He was very grateful for our efforts. A middle-aged Chinese gentleman told practitioners, high-ranking party officials have stolen billions of dollars from the people and sent their children overseas with the money. I feel ashamed to be a part of the corrupt party. Now I feel so relaxed after announcing my withdrawal at your booth. Thank you very much. Six young men from China were happy to see the practitioner's booth. They came over and took some informational materials. We long for freedom and do not like the Communist Party, one of them said. We know well about the persecution of Falun Gong in China. It is great that you can freely practice Falun Gong here. All six of them quit the party. Sometimes practitioners run into people who refuse to listen to them. One day, Ms. Jun, a volunteer at the service center, tried to talk to a young man who did not want to accept anything from her. In China, you don't have access to the truth. Here, you may enjoy freedom of information, Ms. Jun said. How much do you make every day by passing out flyers? The young man asked, referring to the popular misconception that Falun Gong practitioners are paid by foreign governments to talk about the CCP and the persecution. Ms. Jun replied, "We are all volunteers. I am a cultivator of truthfulness, compassion, forbearance. I am telling you these things because I don't want you to go down with the party. It is for your own good. Quitting this evil organization will bring you a bright future." The young man paused and listened further. Ms. Jun told him that the party will be held accountable for all the crimes it has committed. As a member, you will also share accountability because when you joined, you made an oath to devote yourself to the party. That is why I am asking you to quit it. What you said makes sense, responded the young man, clearly moved. I would like to quit the party. Please help me. He pressed his palms together in front of his chest in a gesture of respect and thanked Ms. Jun several times.
Why the new wave of interference for China's internet users? In early January of this year, many readers in China reported that they experienced repeated difficulties accessing websites related to Falun Gong, Mingwei, for example. Anti-censorship software, like Dynaweb, was ineffective in bypassing the Chinese Communist Party's internet blockade. One reader wrote, "I could not access Freegate, another popular piece of anti-censorship software, for several days." Another one claimed that Freegate was recently blocked and UltraReach, yet another way to circumvent China's internet blockade, was also severely affected. The problem was soon resolved thanks to the technical experts who created and maintained these bypass programs. Our readers are now again able to access Minghui and other websites outside China. Through this, we realized how vital these bypass tools are because many Chinese readers, in addition to Falun Gong practitioners, depend on them to connect with the outside world. But this also raises a question. Why does the Chinese Communist Party try so hard to block websites related to Falun Gong? Ms. Chu's story. Ms. Chu Chunqia, a practitioner from Fushan City in Liaoning Province, was arrested in December 2013 for distributing Falun Gong-related materials. She was sentenced to 4 years of imprisonment and sent to the Liaoning Province Women's Prison on November 26, 2014. Because of her frail health, she was sent to a hospital in Shenyang City the next day, where she was diagnosed with a severe intestinal blockage. After information of her illegal arrest was published on Minghui, Chinese officials immediately threatened Ms. Chu's family and demanded to know how the information was leaked to Minghui. If the family did not cooperate, the officials said they would be joining Ms. Chu in prison. Ms. Chu died on December 2, 2014, due to her physical condition after 1 year of illegal detention. But Ms. Chu's situation is not unique. Minghui reports that a number of practitioners were sent to this hospital to perish after severe torture in prison. Officials seem to know that they were violating the laws when mistreating practitioners. Otherwise, why keep everything from being known? And since the persecution is driven by the massive machinery of the Chinese Communist Party, the suppression of Falun Gong can get dangerously cruel. You are all good people, but we can't do anything about it. A practitioner from Weifang City, Shandong Province, went to Beijing to appeal for justice for Falun Gong in November 1999. She was arrested and returned to Weifang. The local party secretary ordered thugs to force feed her and other practitioners with human waste. She was then stripped naked, tied to a tree, and left outdoors at night in the freezing winter. One police officer, who heard how she had been tortured, told her, "We know you are all good people, but we can't do anything about it. We have to follow the orders from our superiors." Such information would not be available without Minghui or the tools that overcome the Great Firewall of China, as the internet blockade is known, because the party is afraid of the truth being spread overseas. By blocking such websites, they are hoping to evade punishment for their actions. As more and more officials have been taken down in recent years for persecuting Falun Gong, the domino effect will continue. Eventually, everyone will have to pay for what they have done. As the old saying goes, you reap what you sow. Man recounts 12 years of torture for broadcasting TV program exposing persecution of Falun Gong. The Chinese Communist Party has deliberately shut down all legal forms of appeal available to Falun Gong practitioners since it launched its nationwide attack on the practice in 1999. In response, practitioners use various creative ways to tell the public about the regime's persecution of Falun Gong. Their nonviolent protest, however, is often met with severe retaliation from the party. A group of seven practitioners in Lanzhou, Gansu Province, tapped into a local TV station to broadcast programs exposing the persecution in August 2002. 2 months later, they were all given heavy sentences ranging from 10 to 19 years in prison. Mr. Chiang Chaoyi, who was originally from Shanxi Province but later moved to Gansu Province, was among the sentenced. He managed to survive brutal torture in three different prisons during his 12 years of imprisonment. Not everyone was so fortunate, however. Mr. Li Jirong, who was arrested together with him and sent to the same prison, died from torture in 2006. Below, Mr. Chiang details what he went through at the hands of the communist regime and what he witnessed being inflicted on other practitioners in prison. Arrested and sentenced for TV signal interception. I was arrested in my apartment in Lanzhou City on August 14, 2002, not long after six other practitioners and I tapped into the local TV programming. Police restrained my hands using two metal rings screwed onto a metal plate. As they fastened the screws, my wrists felt tremendous pressure and my hands turned black and purple in just a few minutes. They soon became numb and lost sensation. I was tortured this way for 3 days and three nights. The Changguan District Court in Lanzhou City handed all seven of us heavy sentences on October 27, 2002. I was given 15 years, but was released early due to my critical condition. During my 12 years of incarceration, I went through three different prisons and suffered brutal torture. Hung by handcuffs for 2 months in Lanzhou Prison. In November 2003, Mr. Wei Junrin and I were transferred from a detention center to Lanzhou Prison. When we refused to submit to a blood test, dozens of policemen immobilized us on the ground and forcibly took our blood. When guards ordered us to do hard labor, we refused and explained that we were not criminals and were sentenced only for our beliefs. As a result, they hung me up when others went to the workshop and let me down when they came back. I was hung up like this for more than 2 months. Soon I began showing symptoms of serious illness and became weaker and weaker until I couldn't walk. I was diagnosed with toxic anemia, diabetes, and hepatitis with jaundice, which could claim my life at any moment. Doctors said I needed blood transfusions and notified my family of my critical condition. I did not want a transfusion, so police forced me to write a statement accepting responsibility. They detained me in an isolated ward and waited for me to die. However, my condition started improving half a month later. Even my doctor couldn't believe it and told his superior, Cheng Chaoyi's blood pigment was as low as 3 grams when he came here, and now he has recovered to 10 grams without any treatment. Other doctors suspected the equipment but found no problems with them. Doctors declared me fully recovered after 40 days. When I was taken back to Lanqiao Prison, a guard was amazed at my change and said, Cheng Chaoyi, you're practicing Falun Gong really well. Teach me so I can be free of illness. Witnessing a beating death at Dingqi Prison. 3 days later, I was transferred to Dingqi Prison, where I witnessed Falun Gong practitioner Mr. Bai Wenming being hung up for 3 days and beaten to death. Guards covered up the real cause of death and claimed that he had committed suicide due to cultivation insanity. Mr. Bai's family insisted on an autopsy, but were informed by prison officials that his body had already been cremated. When practitioners in Dingqi Prison started a hunger strike in protest, guards tortured them using electric batons. Beating death in Tianqi Prison, labeled as suicide. On December 14, 2005, I was transferred to Tianqi Prison, also called the No. 3 prison of Gansu Province. There, practitioners were isolated in small cells. Each was monitored and abused around the clock by 8 inmates. We were deprived of sleep and not allowed to use the restroom. Mr. Liu Zhirong, also arrested for intercepting TV signals, was killed during that period of time. Prison officials told his family that he had committed suicide. Falun Gong practitioner Mr. Chao Dong disclosed the true cause of Mr. Liu's death at the hands of prison guards. As a result, he was secretly arrested by the Ministry of State Security and sentenced to 4 years for disclosing state secrets. After Mr. Chao's arrival, Tian Shui Prison set up a special section dedicated to beating and torturing Falun Gong practitioners to force them to give up their beliefs. Mr. Chao was locked in solitary confinement and not allowed to contact anyone during his entire term. On the day of his release, agents from the local 610 office took him away at midnight. Thank you for listening to the Minghui Radio podcast. For more information, including news about the persecution of Falun Gong practitioners in China and experience sharing stories by practitioners around the world, please visit our website at en.minghui.org.